WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Well, you know, I don't say this enough because we are celebrating 25 years of this madness here at WNST. And our friends at Curia Wellness and Farrah Dotter have sponsored our 25th anniversary. I've been counting them down. We got stuck on the charity series. I've been so busy with football games and this and that. And more than that, I took a tour recently that I'm going to tell you about. Before I do that, I want to tell you we are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And I've been out on the road everywhere. We were at Fadley's last week. We were at Costas this week. Had the high school principal at Dundalk High. I had to tell them that I was in a horticulture program at Dundalk High that they still have at Dundalk High, by the way. I was also at Fadley's over the weekend, really talking at length about downtown, the convention center, the harbor, the stadium, which we're going to talk more about that. Tom Kelso is going to be joining us. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away Raven scratch-offs until we get the scented gingerbread and peppermint ones to give away. We're going to do that. Let Thanksgiving sink in first. We're going to be over Pappas next week. We're going to be at Coco's on the 29th. On the 30th, we're going to be at the BMA with Dan Rodericks at Gertrude's eating what is a legendary crab cake that I have never had yet. So there's always one more crab cake you can try. And on the 30th, I'll be at the BMA in Gertrude's. On the 1st, we're going to be back up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Then on the 5th, we're at State Fair. And on the 15th of December, we're expecting to spend time with my friend, Wendy Bronfine. She, you know, I realize you're the brand manager, and I don't say that often. You're the chief brand officer. Is that officially what's on your title?
Officially there, yes.
You know, I toured two different facilities with you for hours on end in a Willy Wonka suit, took a picture with you, but I did not know that that's the official title. Like, I went to the website, and I'm like, why don't I say that every week? But I... And you really are, because I think I can ask you anything. Having toured this place with you and giving you every weird, dumb Dundalk guy question, citizen on the street, legal questions, there's like almost nothing you couldn't answer going through this. And I just must say, not everybody will be able to do this. Like my parents, when they went to St. Louis and toured the Budweiser factory in 1983, or I toured the McCormick factory when I was a boy at the harbor. And I talked about that last week, but, I don't even know where to begin, because you should be the one asking me what I thought of it, because I think from soup to nuts, I was as blown away, but maybe for different reasons, and maybe it's the business mind in me. But you have quite a thing going on at Curio Wellness, Wendy. I'll be honest with you.
Well, thank you. So what did you think? I will ask you.
I don't know. Just every part of, from soup to nuts, of the illicit nature of seeing Reefer Madness 100 years ago and how my parents felt, and the just all of that, to the science part of where it's going and the things we talk about with GI and sleep and cancer with my wife and relaxation, just all of the things that the science part of it provides, but how the bake shop, the gummies, the grow, the science. The first thing I asked you and you laughed at me was like, where's the seeds? So there's just all of these things that I just, now that I've toured, I'm way smarter and I can help other people. And then the way that you were in there, and I'm like, you know, the crabbing industry works sort of the same way on harvest of crabs as you work on harvesting. And you were like, really? And I'm like, man, I'm really learning a lot of stuff doing this Baltimore Positive thing and getting out. I would just say the first thing that I learned was just the magnitude of the science, the cleanliness, the seriousness, the science, same things I learned when my wife's life was getting saved down at the hospital, and just a behind the doors, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is going on while I'm talking about the Ravens. You know, I guess I would start with that, but the science part of it and how, starting with just growing stuff and how difficult that is for any farmer who's ever farmed anything. And then the seriousness with which you take making these products into things that can truly help people in the same way your family dispensed serious pharmaceuticals to people, that this is sort of where this comes from. And I guess I hadn't really thought much about, and I had the leukemia lymphoma folks on doing science and research, so much of things that save our lives and make us feel better are based in plants. And I guess that, does that, I don't know, I'm talking a lot. You tell me.
Yeah, well, we should probably tell our listeners. So we started a cultivation, right? And so we went through and saw how we grow the plants. The stages of their life cycle, once they're harvested, where they're dried and cured and trimmed and packaged and all that. And then we left cultivation. We went to manufacturing.
Which I didn't know existed, by the way. You're like, get in the car. I'm like, where are we going? And I didn't even, literally when I got in the car with you, I did not understand that there was a second place we were going. It was probably a little bit like when Willy Wonka at the end, they go through the glass top. And we're like, all right, where are we going now? Where are you taking me? You know, where are you taking me in the Wonka Vader? And then you took me to a second place that I couldn't talk about it because I didn't really know about it because I didn't experience it. But I'll let you pick that part up because there were parts of this where I literally, other than just putting the Mike TV suit on and walked in, I had no idea where you were taking me. And you're so good at it because you've done it. I said to you, has Governor Westmore been here? Has Johnny O been here? Yeah, we're in Baltimore. Like, have all these people have been here and seen everything I saw. I don't know that you can't stand and very just impressed by it. So you take me to a second place that I didn't know existed. So I don't know that my audience knows this existed either.
So the second place was where we manufacture products that contain cannabis as the active ingredient.
Am I allowed to tell people where that is or no? That's secret.
I mean, it's all in Baltimore County, Timonium area.
When I told my wife, she's like, I've driven by there 1,000 times. I'm like, yes, you have. And I didn't know. I went home. The only one I've talked to this about really is my wife, my son, just sort of by the by, mentioning it to people, but not at length. This is the first at length, what did you see? So I don't even know where to begin because I could just soliloquy throw you out and just talk about it for a half an hour. But to have you here to answer questions, I think the interesting part was everywhere I stopped, I had like a lot of questions. And I guess everybody does, right? Nobody goes through there quietly.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, so the other license, there's the cultivation license, there's the processor license, right? So the processor license is where we manufacture products. So when people buy things like vapes or tablets, chews, topicals, tinctures, elixirs, all those things, they come from a processor.
They don't come from China in a bag. They literally, I mean, it's just an amazingly local thing too, right? I mean, it's just such a unique industry, I guess. And that's why there's a million questions, not just about what it actually does, but just the industry itself and where it comes from, because I didn't know. I really didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know till you showed me, and I'm still scratching my head a little bit.
So that facility is GMP certified, which is good manufacturing practices, and that is a standard that we have been audited by a third party. It aligns us with FDA approved products in this country, so we're answering to a standard in our process in terms of our supply chain, our training, the procedures that we follow to produce things that are above and beyond what the state requires of us from the regulator, and are more in line with what the federal government requires for the production of pharmaceutical and food grade products, right?
So is this the point where I say to anybody, if you're doing this on the street and with fentanyl and all these crazy things, that the one thing that I knew this coming in, right, that you guys are on the up and up, and I talk about being on the up and up with the lottery, with the state, with everything I talk about is oversight, right? Like literally making sure this is safe and that the product that it says on the package from every terpene. I mean, I talk about eating food and I don't know what's in it half the time. Everything literally is there down to the nth of a digital measurement to let people know that this is, it's going to do what it says it's going to do, but it's safe. And I think that that's part of your federal oversight is saying safety first for everyone. People are ingesting that gummy, that product. We want to know that it's safe.
Yeah. Well, the creation of the adult use program by the state was very much to focus on migrating people who were going to use cannabis away from an illicit market into a legal market. But inside of the legal market, the GMP certification that we have and that we've had since 2019 is really a testament to choosing products that go above and beyond what any licensee in the state could be required to do, and choosing a company and a brand that's focused on that level of quality and assurance and repeatability of the product, right? Having that consistency that every time you buy it, just like every time you buy a bottle of Heinz ketchup, it's always going to look the same, taste the same, all that you want that sort of consistency from the products that you buy at a dispensary. And it creates that dependability between us and the consumer. But what you saw when you went in there was a series of rooms, because in GMP, you never make the same thing. You never make two things in the same room that aren't related, right? So topicals have a different room than tablets, then chocolates, then chews, then vapes, all that kind of stuff. We started off in the extraction room, right? We exclusively use CO2, which is an FDA approved.
So you say the extraction room, it really does become Willy Wonka. So I'm just following along into the room where, go ahead, we're riding the bike, go ahead. It's not like that, but it's a little like that. And especially where I saw the pre-roll area, it really had a mechanism that was like, I don't know, like a train garden almost. It was like you were watching it. And I guess anything behind the scenes where you make things on a line and you're not really, it doesn't look like Bethlehem Steel did for my dad or GM did for making cars. It's a different thing, but there really is, there are real people there and everybody's in suits like I was. Yeah, it was a factory, like in that way, a little mini, production factory, right? I don't go to many of these places, Wendy. So when people ask me, I'm trying to put it into words, but you're laughing at me and I deserve to be laughed at.
So from the extraction piece, right, we can't make anything in that building unless we have oil that has the cannabinoids in there to infuse the product, right? That's how a vape cartridge or a chew or something has different cannabinoids in it. It's because the oil was extracted. So the first thing we have to do is we take the flower material that we've grown in our cultivation facility, gets transferred to our process facility, and they extract the oil. And since we're in a audio platform here, I'll sort of describe an example of what that would be. So CO2 extraction uses CO2 at a supercritical state between a liquid and a gas. That's where I'll end the science part for people and give you more of an analogy. So think of a machine that looks like a huge espresso machine, right? We take the flour and we've ground it up into more of a powder. And that powder goes into cylinders in the machine. And the machine uses CO2 at a supercritical state to pull the oil out of the plant material. And so what comes out is like a thick oil material.
Motor oily almost, yes, right? Literally, like.
Yeah, it's much thicker when it comes out than like you picture a vape cartridge that's very like honey consistency. It comes out initially a lot denser than that honey. And then we use what's called a spinning band distillation, which uses boiling points to separate the oil to give you a more refined oil. So what's happening there is that the oil itself is separating at different boiling points, and you're getting down to an oil that's much cleaner in terms of it's oil with the cannabinoids you're looking for. You've moved out pieces like the waxes and the lipids, things that give it really earthy flavors that aren't necessarily to the a higher grade infusion. And you have this cleaner oil. So when you're making something like a vape that you want to taste very clean, or a chew where, you know, it's supposed to be mango flavored and you want the mango to come through, you don't want it to taste like, if anyone's ever cooked with cannabis at home, if it's not a refined process, you can get a lot of like the earthiness of the plant left over in what you're cooking or making. So the distillation kind of cleans that oil in a natural process with boiling points so that you're using a higher grade distillate. And that in this case, if you're making a mango something, the mango flavor cuts through more than the earthy cannabis flavor. So the extraction team makes all of the oil. Anything we make in the building, we need the oil. And then from there, I think we went into the smokables room, and that's where you saw a pre-roll production. Honestly, my favorite part about the pre-roll production is that the machines that, the robot machine that can make pre-rolls was created by a fellow Marylander, an original member of our team, who was obsessed with the fact that pre-rolls couldn't be made in a kind of high performance way. And they were done in a much more like loosely semi-automated, I'll call it, mostly handmade way that was not productive, and just couldn't get past it, and connected with a robotics team and created a machine that can actually take a cone, fill it with the precise amount for that pre-roll, twist it, trim it, give it a nice crown tip, and give you a finished product that's to spec, which is pretty amazing. And, you know, just what a commitment he had to solving that problem.
Well, Wendy, let me bring my crab cake tour in on this. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. She gave me a tour of both facilities as well. If you're familiar with the Foreign Daughter storefront location, go to curiowellness.com and learn about all of this stuff. Put your birthday in. on my crab cake tour, I went over on the Eastern Shore, and folks are so nice over there, but so many of the processing plants have shut down because we don't have as many crabs in the bay. It's seasonal work. The folks who pick the crabs by hand are all mainly Mexican, but certainly South American or Central American. 90 days, they come, they work, and they are like artists. It's just unbelievable to watch them pick. It's a little different than watching me at Costas cut my fingers picking crabs the wrong way. But they wanted to automate that industry years ago, and they had machines. And when I saw what you were doing with, I don't want to say whatever the flower is that's going to be not handpicked, but machine, the same thing happened with the crabs where the legs and stuff. So they tried to robotics picking a crab. Every crab's interior and makeup is a different size. And the robotics team, apparently in Maryland and everywhere, tried really hard to make something that could pick a crab without shell everywhere. And they've given up on it. So you've won. You're already ahead of the game, Wendy.
Yeah. So the machine that you're talking about is in the early stage of the, when we're finishing the flower, we've harvested, dried and cured it. We're going, getting closer to packaging it. We have a machine that trims, it's a mechanical trimmer, but we're using that right after we've dried and cured. So it's really kind of breaking off larger leaf material, twiggy branch material.
It reminded me a little of I Love Lucy with the chocolate line. It was kind of a little bit like the chocolate line, a little bit like that, right?
Everyday flower that is our more of our value brand goes through the machine trim process. Our exclusive flower that comes at higher potencies and smaller batches gets a hand trim after that kind of first.
You're going to start calling that top shelf just because that's what they call it in the liquor industry, or it's pretty much what it is, right?
Well, you know, internally, that is a little bit more of anything that's the full buds that are available for sale. It would be like your top shelf. Now you're tiering inside of just the fact that you've harvested bud material is the way that we look at it.
Wendy Bryan Fine is here. She's the chief brand officer, now that I know that, CBO. Mike Rosenfeld's always teaching me chief digital officer. I'm just happy to be a chief of something around here. I have my new shirt, and I haven't mentioned my shirt, but the minute my wife saw the I'm a blunt person shirt inside a foreign daughter on York Road, just south of Timonium, she's like, you got to get that shirt. So I now thank you. I appreciate that. I can wear my blunt. And I let my hair down for this one, for that. You know, the thing, we talk about all the processing and stuff, but we skipped the whole horticultural process. We skip the part that there are no seeds. We skip the part where there's these little wax things that start these little plants that look like they could be little tomatoes that my mother was growing. And then there's the next phase and every phase through, and the incredible hydration process, the 12 hours of lights on, 12 hours of lights off. We skipped all of that. And I guess that's.
We can talk about it. I said, look how much you learned. You're regurgitating all of it, but we can talk about all of it. I mean,
I'm retaining the information, Wendy. I'm retaining the information, but I guess there's a lot. I was with you 3 or 4 hours, you know, here and there, moving around, asking lots of questions, seeing some, meeting a lot of people on your team, seeing people way smarter than me, like seeing real scientist people. I guess my question, going through it all, and I'm wondering, in Colorado, somebody's 5 years ahead of you, Washington, other places, other states. Obviously, it's been going on in different ways in Europe, and the studying, the science part, you're like, he's a doctor, she's a doctor. It was like, I felt like it was a Dr. Pepper commercial. Yeah, everybody's a doctor, except me. And the science part of this, when I see things like the pineapple terpenes, and I've taken those, a little sleep helps you out at night, delicious. I remember getting things in Colorado 10 years ago. I'm like, that doesn't taste like chocolate. That tastes like, you know, like earth, like you dirt or whatever. And I think it's come so far, but is there an industry on all of this? So when you, dare I say, cure cancer, we can talk about curing cancer and all that. But I'm convinced through all of this research, This is just one little thing in Baltimore County with a nice family that's working hard, and you've been learning so much all these years doing this. But I know there's a lot of money behind this and a lot of other places. I talked to Bill Wiedell at CFG Bank just here in Maryland about this. But the science part of this that's been, I don't want to say ignored, but certainly not explored post-Nixon and the scheduling of this federally. I just think there's a lot of science going on that maybe gets short shrifted because of people's use of this recreationally in the past, medically, and now adult use for anyone, that there's real science going on. And you must all be tripping over stuff in the industry that nobody could have tripped over before because it hasn't been studied. You're literally putting strains together that no one has seen, that no one else would have, that you want to be proprietary. And I'm wondering how much of proprietary and shared goes into exploring all this because it's so new, you know, for everybody.
So it's a timely question. Yesterday, we actually had the quarterly meeting of our scientific advisory board, and that's made up of a series of scientists and physicians from institutions here in Maryland, like Hopkins, and out of state and even internationally. And I think us doing that is very different than most or any cannabis companies, right? I mean, we're in that room talking about different sort of conditions where we believe that cannabis could improve quality of life and how we could develop products to address that, and products that we've already created that have earned patents on them, from like US patents on formulations and patents that are pending on things. And I think that's part of our approach that's just so different. And even though Maryland started as medical and has gone to adult use, and you've seen that in many other states, you know, we believe that many people who are shopping in an adult use space are still shopping in a therapeutic way. So to your point, they don't sleep. They're anxious, they're depressed, they need mood correction, something hurts, they have gastrointestinal issues.
Well, I think when people come to the front of your site right now, and I did this 10 minutes ago before I came home, because I was a little prepping a little bit, including getting my blunt shirt on, let my hair out a little bit, and picking up my terpene-infused pineapple chews. But I went to the front of your site. The first thing it says is GI, sleep. This isn't get high. This is, hold on now. You know, you start to look at it, and you start to see it and say, well, will that work better than an Advil, a Tylenol, Sominex, whatever, name your drug, you know, will that topical be better than my dad's stinky Absorbeen Jr. or Bengay or any of these type of products that, quite frankly, your family sold in a pharmaceutical way on a street level of Advil or at a higher potency that needed a doctor prescription. And we're all really comfortable with that. We've been comfortable with that for all of my lifetime. My parents' parents were comfortable with that from the time they were putting cocaine in the Coca-Cola syrup 100 years ago at pharmacies and making sodas and concocting and chemists. They still call them chemists in Europe, right? So I just see this as the thing that really came out of it. People had asked me about the fun part, the Willy Wonka, wearing the suit, talking about reefer madness or whatever. But the real thing I got out of this is, where is this going, where you have quickly identified things that can help people sleep better, you know, internalize thing better, and it's actually working. And I just think this wasn't being done 15 years ago. To your point, not a lot of people are even doing it now, right? Because it is easy to just grow flowers, sell flower, and you can do that in a lot of states in a lot of ways, right? Like, there's no play to make the world a better place and be a scientist by having a storefrontage. Just from where we were 15 years ago, thinking I'm going to get into the cannabis business.
Yeah, well, I think that whether your need is therapeutic or what I refer to as like adult use or a social use, right, you just want a quality product that you can trust and that is consistent and dependable. So even if it's just the flower, if you're buying flower, like Flower We Grow, we've won a lot of awards over the years for our flower, right? Part of what makes it great is not just the fact that, you know, the testing shows great numbers in the cannabinoids, or if you're looking for high THC or really strong terpene profiles, the potency is there, but it's consistent and repeatable, right? We track graphically our lab results harvest over harvest, and we don't have deviations. So if you bought Blissful Wizard from us last year or 2 years ago or next week, that profile is consistent. Our flower comes out within a small margin of error at the same percentages of potency and terpene presence, like harvest over harvest, year after year. Same thing with like our chews, right? We're a consistent product, texture, flavor, potency, always the same. And when you talked about flavor, like we spend a lot of time on things that are like scientific and putting things in a trial and making sure they work for people and we're improving quality of life. We do the same thing on like, hey, we want to make a grape flavored chew. Okay, we're going to make placebos. We're going to test it. We're going to get the best grape flavor. We're going to infuse it. We're going to make sure that the grape over the cannabis blend, because that has its own impact, still tastes great. I mean, we had a review on a holiday gift guide. I think it was on heavy.com, where the blogger said, this is the best gummy I've ever had infused or not, for the berry terp chew gummy, which is the sister to the pineapple. And I was like, oh my God, that's a huge compliment. Cause you know,
I mean, I think the pineapple, they're the best tasting pineapple, anything I had that didn't come from Wyatt at the Dole Factory. I mean, be honest with you, it's delicious. You know, I want to chop it up, turn it into pineapple salsa sometimes. Wendy Bronfine is here. She's the chief brand officer. She gave me an incredible tour of both of the facilities. I don't know where we would stop on this, because I could probably go on all day, but you mentioned flavors, and that sort of triggers our Thanksgiving is coming up. The holidays are coming up. I'm going to have scented Maryland Lottery. I mean, it is amazing what we do with flavors and scents, and you have that going on, and you were showing me, and a lot of this is in packaging, and year after year, I see ice cream people that bring out eggnog and pumpkin and bring out different things. You're at a point now where you're able to do that within the framework of some of the products you have, right?
Yeah. So we just launched for the holiday season, a sweepstakes on our vapes. It's called Treat Yourself. So we've picked a series of our strains that all have kind of delectable names. It doesn't mean that they actually taste like this in the nuance of the terpenes, maybe, but they're not flavored as such. But, you know, like we've got blueberry cookies and whipped cherries and golden strawberry and all kinds of things. And so any of these specialty strains are going to come in a package, and that there's a chance to win $500. So we thought, with the holidays, people spending lots of money, need to buy gifts, it's a great time of year to win big. So if you buy any of these vapes, there's a QR code on the back. You can scan it and fill out a form, and then have a chance. We're giving away $500 to up to four winners, and we'll announce the winners right after the new year. So all through December 31st, buy vapes and enter for a chance to win.
All right. Well, I'll cut it off here, because we can go on and on and on. And I've already at least shown you at some point during here that I retain some of the information. I hope that Principal Paul Satterfield at Dundalk hopes I retain. I'm trying to retain things. I've had chemists on this week. You know, I have friends I grew up with in Dundalk that are way smarter than me. And we were talking chemistry and horticulture and growing things. So I'm on a learning mission. I started this whole thing with intelligent conversation, trying to ask questions and get answers from people, government, sports, all of that. And it's gone above and beyond where I get to put the Willy Wonka suit on and learn about the science behind cannabis and what we're doing for in our partnership with Curia Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I never want to forget, I traveled through Cecil County. You do have a dispensary. Please plug that, because nobody drives through there.
Oh, yeah. Farm Kent Wellness in Elkton, Maryland. So anyone who is at the northern part of the state, come over and see us. It's a fun spot. It's a busy spot, but a great staff up there.
Does it look the same as Timonium if I go, or does it look a little different?
It looks different. It was an existing dispensary that we acquired in the past year. Ultimately bring it under the fold with regards to like our retail brand of Foreign Daughter, but its name is Farm Kent Wellness. And a shout out to our GM who just got married last weekend.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll get somebody else married this week. Next week, we'll begin with meeting people who are from Africa at the front door of your place and talking safari for a half an hour before you got there. So I love meeting your people. I even thought, man, my son and daughter-in-law should work here. This is kind of cool. They would dig this, being a part of this and learning stuff every day. And I'll leave it with this. I asked you this. I said, How'd you get so smart about this? It feels like you've known this stuff for 30 years, and like literally all of this has been sort of revelational to you as an adult as well, right? Like 10 years ago, you wouldn't have said you would be here doing this, teaching me about this, and even knowing this, right? Like this, as easy as you make it seem, this is all new to you too, to some degree, right?
Yeah, I mean, this has all been acquired since, yeah, 24, 2024 will be 10 years in this kind of process. So, yeah, it's all
Well,
fresh information.
there's so much to learn. Our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, we're hoping to be there December 15th, working on a time, get some details together. We are going to be there through the holiday season. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road just about everywhere. We started down at Fadley's. We're going to end at Fadley's because Fadley's is ending at the end of the year. They're moving into the new Lexington market. We're going to be the last ones to broadcast down there. Damien's like, I'm going to have boxes everywhere for the holidays. People order a lot of crab cakes on Christmas. They order a whole lot more on New Year's Eve, but we're going to be down there. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We were also at Costas this week. We're going to be at Pappas in Parkville next week. And then after Thanksgiving, we're taking the show on the road big time. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90 Nation, also supporting us, and Jiffy Lube MultiCare. And I got my oil changed 2 weeks ago, so I'm good for at least a little while, but I'm driving a little bit, going to some concerts. Trying to have some fun out there. If you want to know more about the cannabis industry, certainly just stop in to Foreign Daughter and talk to folks. They're nice folks. They'll help educate you. There's also a lot of information out online as well. And I do appreciate their partnership and our sponsorship with our 25th anniversary. I got to start sharing all these memories. I have all these pictures, and I've been tardy, even though I don't feel tardy. Luke is going to be covering all things Ravens as we go into mini buys and real buys in LA and eating a lot of turkey and eating a lot of crab cakes. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive and learning stuff because I'm a blunt person.